You're listening to Arise All Is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Pastor Keith Taylor II. Each week, we bring you a powerful message of truth, hope, and faith, recorded live from our Sunday service. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into today's word.
There is a time for everything under the sun. There is a purpose. Everything doesn't happen all at once. Thank God it doesn't. Because if God gave it all to you at once, it would crush you under the weight of what you weren't prepared for yet.
That's a fact.
Life is not lived in snapshots, Instagram posts, quick reels. There's a rhythm to your life.
Yes,
a divine calendar with appointed moments. And if you don't learn how to discern your time, you will curse what God sent you to grow. You see, what we harvest, but we don't want the plowing. We want promotion, but we don't want the preparation.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 3 says, but to everything, there is a season. Not just the good stuff, all of it has a time. This is not just another Sunday. This is not just another word. This is a prophetic interruption in the cycle of your life. God sent me to tell somebody this morning, it's your time. Somebody shout, my time has come.
My time has come.
Okay, they didn't believe it. Look at your other neighbor and say, my time has come.
My time has come.
We've been pacing the floors of delay, sitting in the hallway of transition, but the Holy Ghost said, there is a time for everything. You've cried long enough. There's a time for joy. You've been at war too long. There's a time for peace. You've been silent for too long. There's a time to speak. Point number one for all my note takers, seasons are God's systems. Seasons are God's systems. Time is not your enemy. We feel like sometimes time is against me. Time is getting away from me. Time is God's tool. Seasons are how God shifts us. You are not stuck, you are stationed. You are not forgotten. You are not forgotten, you are being formed. Before God shifts your position, he always shifts your season. Don't confuse a temporary season with a permanent destiny. Just because you are in a winter season, doesn't mean you're dying in that season. It might mean you're resting. Don't miss it. He gonna work in here with two or three of us in here. He is gathered among us. Does the word not say he's gathered among us?
Amen.
He is in our midst
Amen.
With two or three.
Amen.
All right, so you are not forgotten. You are being formed.
Yes.
God shifts your position. He always shifts your season. Don't confuse a temporary season with permanent identity. Just because you are in a winter moment, right? It seems like I'm in a winter moment. The money is not hitting like it's supposed to.
Right.
The promotion is not coming.
Well,
you have been delayed but not denied.
Yeah.
You are in a winter season. You're not dying though. You are just resting. Trees don't bear fruit in every season. But they're still trees. You're still anointed even when you're not active.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You're still chosen even when you're quiet.
Yes. Yes.
You're still assigned even when you're hidden. Mm-hmm. Just because you're hidden in this season, it doesn't take away from the anointing on your life.
Yes.
Or the purpose. You must understand seasons to survive struggles. That's my second point. You must understand seasons to survive struggles. A time to be born, but there is a time for us to die.
Yes, yes, yes.
So understanding what season I'm in is important, is paramount to my success.
Yes.
Think about this. Birth is beautiful, but it's bloody. Death is painful, but it's purposeful. Mm-hmm. And in between the cradle and the casket, God is managing your time.
Yes.
You're not in a dead end. You're in a divine delay. Mm-hmm. The seed doesn't scream when it's buried. It grows quietly.
Yes, it does.
Your life has cycles, and what feels like a death is just development. Mm-hmm. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together. Not some things, not most things. All things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. So when the enemy is attacking your life, you can stand flat-footed and say, this is just a season. All is well. This too shall pass.
Amen.
My next point, every season has a reason. A time to be born and a time to die. What if I told you the chaos in your life is actually on schedule? God has an agenda behind your agony.
Yes.
Some things had to die. Some people had to die. Something had to die so that something greater could live. Some relationships had to end so healing could begin. God is not random, he is rhythmic. You're not cursed, you're being cultivated. The breakup, it was time. The breakdown, it was time. The breakthrough, oh baby, it's time. The Lord says, I'm redeeming your time. What you thought was wasted, I'm weaving into the tapestry of your testimony. A time for every purpose under heaven. God doesn't waste time, he invests it.
Yes, he does.
That's why he's not in a rush to give you what you're not ready for.
Right.
We pray in, God, I need this to move and I need this to happen.
Yes.
And I need it right now. Yes. But you don't understand that he's delayed it, not denied it for this season.
Right.
We are asking for things and he won't give it to us, not because it's not our time. It's out of season. We have to get alignment with what God wants to do when God wants to do it.
Yes. Yes.
God's delays are not his denial. He's just lining things up so that when the doors open, we'll be ready to walk through.
That's right. That's right.
You can't rush God just because you're uncomfortable in this season. We cold in this season. We too hot in this season. We like, come on, God, I need the seasons to change.
Yeah.
So we trying to rush God, trying to put importance on God. I need it to happen now. But if it happens now, we're not ready. God sees what we don't. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some things have to go full term. Or you'll give birth to something undeveloped. You've got purpose in your belly. Don't push before it's time. A time for every purpose under heaven. Purpose doesn't just live on the mountaintops and the high places in our life. It's in the mundane moments too. It's in the delay, in the detour, even in the disappointment. They all serve destiny. You don't have time to waste because you're connected to your purpose. Some of you have been out of sync, not because you're out of favor, but because you're out of season. But this morning, I came to tell you to align your spirit with the calendar of heaven. God said you're stepping into this season with synchronization, where your prayers will line up with his plan. Your obedience will line up with his opportunity. Prophetic timing requires spiritual discernment. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. There are things that God is doing that you won't understand. Don't sabotage your season by announcing it too early. Some doors open quietly. You won't need a trumpet when the season is ripe. We're here and we're preaching this word and we're going forth in ministry, and it might not look like God is doing anything. Anything is moving on the surface. But this is going beyond what we are doing today. It's more than what we can see happening. Even when we think we are out of season, we are out of alignment, God knows that somebody somewhere needs what we are doing, so we still gonna go forth. Amen? Some doors are opening quietly. You won't need a trumpet when the season is right. Some seasons require silence over an explanation.
Yeah.
They require prayer over proof.
Yeah.
They require obedience over your opinion.
Yeah.
Learn to move in time with God even when it doesn't make sense. Your time is now. Don't get stuck in a past season.
Amen.
The problem with many of us is we try to laugh in a time to weep. Or mourn when we should be dancing. We got our seasons mixed up. God, teach us to operate in your seasons.
Yes, yes.
Amen?
Amen.
We're crying over what God has closed. We're praying for what God already said no to.
Wow.
That's right.
We're looking back when God is trying to bring us forward. God, help us to recognize the seasons.
Amen.
We're trying to resurrect what God allowed to die so you could finally live. Stop trying to resurrect what God told you to let go.
Yeah.
Don't miss that this morning. Amen? Let it go. Mourn the loss, but move on.
Yeah.
Your weeping may endure for a night, but joy is on a time clock.
Yes.
It's coming. It's scheduled to come in the morning.
Amen. Amen.
You've had your time to cry, but now is your time to build.
Yes.
You've had your time to grieve, but now is your time to rise.
Yes.
That was today's message on Arise, All Is Well. We pray it stirred your faith and reminded you that no matter what you're facing, all is well. If this podcast blessed you, share it with someone you love, and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. Want to support Arise Church? You can give by searching Arise Church on the Givelify app or text us at 833-702-5876 to learn more about ways to give and get connected. For prayer, events, or to join us in person, visit arisechurch.org or follow us on social media at Arise Church. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.